I am excited too. And to sit down with somebody who also does podcasts, I'm like, I'm a little intimidated being across
Please,
the table.
Please, trust me. Do not be intimidated.
Keys to success. But tell me a few of those. Expound a little bit on that book you wrote.
One, mentorship. We all need someone. We're not an island to ourselves. So if you want to create success in a respective industry, find someone to mentor you.
One of my favorite quotes, and I have it written down in several places, Eleanor Roosevelt said, do at least one thing a day that scares you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like...
That's where growth is found. I really believe that. I've seen it time and time again. Yeah.
So tell me about that initiative that you were talking about.
The Books and Bridges. So the books are the catalyst. So,
welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat, where we sit down with businesses, entrepreneurs, and nonprofit organizations to give them a platform to tell their story and to be able to just share information with you to help you do business better. Today, I have the distinct pleasure of sitting down with Miss Anessa Short. She is the owner and mastermind behind Chosen Pen Group. Miss Anessa, thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm excited.
I am excited too. And to sit down with somebody who also does podcasts, I'm like, I'm a little intimidated
please,
being across
please,
the table.
Please, trust me. Do not be intimidated.
So I need to know your story. I know you shared quite a bit of it at your ribbon cutting that we had recently because she's a new member. I love it. But I want everybody to know your story and your passion behind how this got started.
Okay. So, well, first again, thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely.
I'm super excited about being a part of the chamber. So Chosen Pen Group is a hybrid publishing company. And what I do is, of course, basically work with the person who probably would attempt to self-publish but don't have a clue. Or either they do have a clue and they don't have time. So my team and I, we handle everything from start to finish. I became introduced to this industry as a result of choosing to publish my first book. I wrote a manuscript to serve women in business. That had been the target market I've been working with for years as a business coach. I've been really in varied aspects of business for years, banking and finance. I worked with the customer relations with pharmaceutical companies. I worked with the federal government and worked with, you know, the constituents and clients that we had to serve. And then in the direct sales industry, I was a leader where I trained and recruited the sales force. So I've been engaged in lots of business over the years. But writing this book was to help serve the home-based business owner, that particular niche, because there's a lot that they didn't know and how to represent in the marketplace.
Absolutely.
Writing that manuscript led to my meeting the woman who would become my publishing mentor, my publisher and my mentor, and she groomed me for where I am today. So in 2024-5, this year, just before moving back to DeSoto County, I started Chosen Pen Group
to implement
everything that I learned since 2016.
So Chosen Pen Group or Chosen Pen Publishing, that didn't start here then,
Moving back to DeSoto County. Chosen Pen Publishing is the initial, that's the parent company. It started in 2013 in the state of North Carolina. When I met Dr. Norma, who became my mentor and publisher, that was her company. And then I became, as a result of me being a self-employed person, I did contract work with a lot of companies. So I became a contractor with her, facilitating events, helping with varied aspects of what the publishing company would do to host or support authors and writers. That gravitated to me getting my book published and then her beginning to groom me, not knowing that's what she was doing. And then she made a decision to dissolve or make a transition, I should say. Everything transitioned this year. And at that time, she says, I want you to continue working just as you've been doing. However, this is what I see moving forward, which then gave birth to Chosen Pen Group just before moving back to Mississippi. So yeah. Yeah.
Love that. So now you are the face of the whole thing.
I am the captain at the helm. Yeah, right now. The director.
The fall guy.
Yeah, I'm the director. And I have an amazing team. And our team represents in varied states because everyone works really from home.
Mm-hmm.
But I have an amazing team, and I've been working with them for a while, even when the company was Chosen Pen Publishing. So they just shifted with me, and we do great things together.
So what does that look like? I want to write a book. I want to sit down and I've just got this vision that I need to share.
Okay.
What do I do?
You call me. Yeah. We have I always do the initial consultation because it's important to us that not only that we provide a quality service, but we want to make sure that the books that we publish represent our values.
Absolutely.
So the initial conversation is always with me. I answer the questions. I provide all the information so that he or she can make an informed decision. And if they choose to move forward, then the contract is signed, the payment plan and invoices are done. And then we start first with the book design, the cover. I believe that when you see your cover, it becomes real. Even the more, even though you've been thinking about the manuscript, when you can see a tangible, visible version of what your cover is going to look like, it adds an element of excitement that you didn't have before. Our team does the editing and formatting of the book. We make sure it's registered properly with its ISBN number. Even we register it with the Library of Congress as a measure of protection. All of that is done with the author, not for the author, because they're very much involved with every aspect of the publishing process. Mm-hmm. I consider it also an opportunity for me to thoroughly explain to the client what's engaged or involved in publishing, because many that come to us are novices. They don't know what to expect. And so it's a learning curve. So I go through every step of the way. I consider myself their concierge as well. So I explain to them, you know, what's going to happen next. This is what you can expect. If you have questions, call me. There are no dumb questions, and I provide them with supplemental videos even to explain the next step so they're aware. And then after that's done, we pull it all together, allow them to do one or two, three, maybe even four reviews of everything. We upload it into the print platform. We interview them on our podcast as a new author, and we even assist them with their book launch. All of that's done during the whole duration. And depending on the type of book, things can get finished within 3 to 4 months. Sometimes it takes 6, and then there are some that may take longer, depending on the type of book.
Okay, that's incredible.
Yeah.
So how many books has Chosen Pen Group helped
get
to fruition?
Okay, so let me say this. I don't know the actual number. What I can say is that since 2013, we have published probably 300 titles since 2013. I, last year in 2024, personally facilitated 30 authors becoming Amazon bestsellers. And then in 2025, even in the midst of all the life change and transition, we've done 23 books this year.
That's incredible.
I didn't realize we'd done so many. I was like, oh my God, 23 books. But yeah, there were several months that we didn't have work because people got ill. You know, we had death in the family. I moved, and you know, so I needed like 60 days to get situated.
Yeah.
But we still managed to assist 23 people with becoming authors, two of which were my own books, but the rest were other clients.
Tell me a little bit about those. What have you been writing?
I have, most of my books serve women. Now, that's not to say men couldn't benefit, but because over the years, I have always worked with women in business. I have a series, three books that follow in a series called Becoming the Shiro. And those are inspirational pieces, lessons or stories of women that other women can relate to. So one book has entrepreneurs writing and sharing their story. Another book is focused on women in the military. And the third book is a homage to mothers and motherhood. So the Becoming the Shiro Entrepreneurial Edition, the Military Edition, and the Motherhood Mantle Edition. But that's a three-part series. Each of those books were published in different years. I have a book called The Titus II Principle, Reach, Teach, Lead, and it emphasizes the importance of mentorship. So I have authors who shared their stories about how their mentor made a significant difference in their life. I've published a journal / devotional that talks about leadership and legacy. That came out this year. And I've done a coloring book to emphasize the importance of rest and peace. And so the coloring book is a 31 pages, representing 31 days, and it each has a positive quote or scripture that encourage you to find peace, to live in joy, to be thankful, gratitude, things of that nature. I have another book called 7 Keys to Success, which takes a story that many people are familiar with, and I pull out 7 key principles on how success can be attained when you implement those 7 principles. I think I got that covered. I don't know. I wrote a book in conjunction with 3 other women. It's called The Gift of Freedom. And the storyline is based in Jamaica at a resort where four women go to attend a retreat. And we, each one of us, tell the stories of those characters. And the underlying message is the importance of forgiveness. That's the gift you give yourself. And that's the freedom you attain when you choose to forgive. But it's a novel. It's really good, I must say. I enjoy reading it myself. But I think that's it. I've published 11. Another devotional my husband and I did together, which is for couples. So it's a little mix of everything.
I love that. So you've taken everything you know, everything you've learned in your journeys and put it down on paper.
And that's what I encourage other people to do. I really believe that everyone's voice has value. So if you've overcome, if you've lived through a crisis and you're better for it, or you have, I say, nuggets of wisdom that you can pass on, place it in a book. If you are a woman in leadership capacity, whether that be, you know, a homeschool mom, career professional, director of a nonprofit, or you have an advocacy, you're, you know, into advocacy, place it in a book, because then your message goes beyond the four walls or your immediate sphere of influence. You've placed it in a vehicle that can be reach more people, people that you may not ever meet.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to create more opportunities for our members and community to share their story. And this podcast is just one of many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't make it happen without Pure Focus Media, the creative team behind the scenes helping make us and a lot of local businesses to look and sound their best. Pure Focus Media is on a mission to make high-quality video and content creation accessible to businesses of all sizes. From strategy to production, they help tell your story, attract more leads, and grow through the power of video. If you're ready to level up your brand, you need to visit purefocus.media and schedule your strategy call today. Well, for our entrepreneurs and people out there looking to build success, to what are some, tell me, you don't have to sit here and quote the seven keys to success, but tell me a few of those. Expound a little bit on that book you wrote.
One, mentorship. We all need someone. We're not an island to ourselves. So if you want to create success in a respective industry, find someone to mentor you, because you might be an excellent baker. Kristen, you may make the best bomb, you know, out of this world pound cake.
I do.
But there are other elements of business that you may not be as familiar with. And absolutely, so someone else that's a baker can help you with those. So mentorship is very important. Maintaining the right perspective is also important. That's another key. You can't have a negative mindset and expect success. So again, the mentorship will help you with that, but also making sure that you create a community of people that, where you pour into each other. If they're pursuing success and you're pursuing success, you can be accountable to each other. So when you do have those down days and you're kind of like blah, your sister friend or that person that you depend on and have a lot of respect for can say, no, shake it off. I'm here. Let's go eat ice cream and we'll feel better. You know, that kind of thing. So that's another key. And then another, the third, I will give you three. So mentorship is important. The right perspective is important. And you have to be willing to step outside your comfort zone. Nothing that you desire is within your comfort zone. It's going to be outside of that, outside of that box. So be willing to do the thing that scares you, but do it anyway, because you never know. Show up in the rooms that you may not feel comfortable in, because opportunity could be in that room. But you, so you got to be willing to step outside your comfort zone.
I love that one. Absolutely. One of my favorite quotes, and I have it written down in several places. Eleanor Roosevelt said, do at least one thing a day that scares you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like,
where growth is found. I really believe that. I've seen it time and time again.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you have grown through this process. This is a huge undertaking, though.
It is.
So how have you been able to balance you in your personal life versus you in being a mentor to so many new authors?
Well, it's not pretty, but it's real, okay? Every day is not the same, but I'm really big on structure. I must, because I jokingly say, you know, I have a little bit of ADHD in me, but I just didn't get diagnosed that as a child. So I work very well with structure. And so I have designated times, and I work mostly from home. So one thing I had to implement was I don't take calls before 9 a.m. I might make a call before 9 a.m., but I don't take calls before 9 a.m. Because that within that window of time is when I have my me time. I may throw a load of clothes in the laundry. You know, I may even go cook dinner and have it done so I don't have to worry about it. And then when I go into my office, I'm in my zone. You know, I have things scheduled. I live by alarm clocks. So I will get up in the morning and see what I have on my schedule. Like coming here, set the alarm for 11:15. Set the alarm for, you know, 3:30. Set the alarm so I can give myself time to get where I need to be.
Yes.
So when the alarm goes off, I know it's time to shift gears. So I live by that. So you just have to find, it's a balancing act. You know, you just have to think about the hats you wear. Juggle them as best you can. And you might even have to get rid of some hats or delegate some hats.
Ooh, yeah. Letting go.
Let it go.
That's a tough one. Yeah. That's going to be number 8 in the book. That's going to be the second volume. Well, with everything that you've done and all of the people that you've helped, is there one in particular that has just gripped you that this is why I do what I do?
Gosh. Well, as a result of working with Dr. Norma, an opportunity was presented for me to go to South Africa. And a partnership was established with a school there. That school had suffered damage because of the storms and wind. The school library and computer center was destroyed. Basically, everything was lost. And because of the partnership, we worked to help them get things in place. Not totally, but to get started. So through funds that were sent, they were able to buy new shelving, paint the room. Through funds that were sent, they were able to get new computers. And then when we planned the visit to South Africa, we, prior to that, had a Books to Africa campaign. And so we talked to authors that we knew. Do you want to donate books to go to Africa? You know, donate. We had people ship books to us. We had people in our community to give books to us. We had schools to donate books to us. We bought books. We went to, you know, the store Ollie's. We went into Ollie's to buy books. And when they found out what we're doing, for every book we bought, they donated a book. And so our goal was to have 1,000 books, but we missed the goal by 250. We had 750 books. So we had an extra suitcase. Delta graciously allowed us to allow those suitcases with books not to be counted. We didn't have to pay for the weight.
That's incredible.
And we showed up at the school, and we didn't know this at the time, but the school was closed for the spring, like their spring break. Mm-hmm. But the students that worked in the library knew that Americans were coming to visit. So they got special permission to come to the school on their spring break. So when we got there, they were waiting on us. And so when we showed up with the suitcases, their eyes lit up like Christmas trees, much like our kids do with Xboxes and on the, you know, the video games now. Mm-hmm. They were so excited to see those books. And it blew me away because kids don't respond to books like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we were able to read to them. Fast forward, the librarian that we still keep in touch with, and she says till this day, the kids don't want her to get rid of the suitcases. She said, because those are the books, those are the suitcases that carried the books that came from America. That was like one of those moments that you can't, you know, the priceless moment. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? The thing sometimes we take for granted, someone else is mesmerized by. And that was one of the things that shifted my thinking about the importance of literacy and reading and books. So Books and Bridges was formed as a part of what we do. So yes, I do assist people with getting books published, but I'm always going to have an initiative where I support literacy in some capacity, whether that be a project that we undertake or a project that we partner with to emphasize the importance of literacy when it comes to children. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Thank you.
I love that story.
Thank you.
Tearing up.
Don't tear up.
A little bit.
I had to, because those kids were like, oh my gosh, look, you know. And they were excited. I was like, oh my God, these kids are excited about books. So, you know, that led to me writing my first children's book, which I published. My nephew wrote the story, and I plan to do another children's book. I don't have kids myself, so all of my younger cousins will eventually have a book featuring them as a character.
That's cute. I've seen his book. Yeah. I looked through it when you brought it. Yeah. So cute. I love
Thank
it.
You.
He did a great job, and he's precious, too.
Yeah, he's a sweetheart. We'll keep him, yeah.
So tell me about that initiative that you were talking about, the Bridges.
The Books and Bridges?
Yeah.
So the books are the catalyst. So the goal is to always promote or support projects that encourage literacy, especially with our youth. So The Books to Africa was one. That's where it was birthed. Another, I have a friend out of the DMV, the Maryland area, DC area. She has a nonprofit where she hosts children book tours. So during the summer, she goes to various cities and creates like a festival type atmosphere for kids. And she features children book authors. So I've supported that. We have hosted it twice in North Carolina. Now that I'm in Mississippi, she says, I'm ready to come to where you are. So I want to have her come here. That way I can support the authors that are that have written children's books, but also to bridge the gap when it comes to the literacy component. And we encourage not only the publishing of children's books, but even to publish the books and have them translated in different languages. So some of the books that we've published have been translated into Spanish as well as French, so that way no child is left behind.
I love that. Yeah. That's incredible.
Thank you.
Something bigger than you, leaving exactly. a legacy.
Exactly. It's all about making a difference. It is. It really is all about serving as a source of inspiration to others. And so the books that people author, that's what I meant earlier about making sure that the books they've written are consistent with our values. That's not to create any sort of censorship. It's just our books have to have a greater purpose. And they must have a message or a storyline that we know that inspires. You know, even if it's a work of fiction, what's the underlying message? Like the novel we wrote, it's a work of fiction, but the underlying message was the importance of love and forgiveness.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's why there's so many different publishing companies.
Exactly.
Because
right.
There's one out there that's a fit.
That's
for
a fit.
You.
Right. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's just where I am. And so to be able to bring it home is another thing. I just thought about that just last week. I was like, I'm back home and I'm doing this thing. I got to get a lot of I's dotted and T's crossed before the end of the year, because when 2026 hits, I plan to be in the streets, girl.
Bring it on.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Love it.
I'm ready.
Welcome home.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to bring more opportunities to our members and to our community. And this podcast is one of the many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't be able to do what we do without the support of our sponsor, Wisdom Integrators. They're the strategic tech partner that makes it possible for businesses to work smarter and not harder. Wisdom Integrators helps organizations harness that power of technology by designing tailored solutions for workflow, automation, process improvement, and digital transformation. For small businesses or large enterprises, they bridge the gap between the vision and the execution. Are you ready to scale up your efficiency and impact? Then you need to come and visit wisdomintegrators.com to schedule your consultation today. So, you're saying speaking for hitting the ground running for 2026. What does that look like for you going forward 5 years, 10 years? Where do you see the company going and growing?
That's a very interesting question. Thank you for asking. One of the things I want to do, I've already established that we're going to look at hosting events here locally. It's important for me to build roots, to get planted, to bloom where I'm planted. So starting home first. So I'm finishing up a webinar that I'm going to start hosting twice a month. That's the goal, which emphasizes the importance of people in business, the importance of women in business, the people who have a voice, that their voice does have value, and how their book can serve as an extension of their platform. So that's project number one, or initiative number one. The other is to partner with other organizations like the Public Library to help feature authors, hosting events of sorts. There's a partner that I have, a friend. He's really a mentor out of Brandon, Mississippi. He is an Amazon influencer. He has his own media platform. And he says, Anissa, when you're ready, I'm coming to North Mississippi. So when I say I want to support other authors, whether they work with us exclusively or not, I believe in assisting my friends. You know, that's an element of what I do. And so when I host events, or when we've hosted events in the past and he's participated, he interviewed them on his platform. So that gave them additional exposure. And he has a following. Well, you know how big Amazon is, right? Mm. So he has an Amazon Live show. I was with him actually in October, and he had over 16,000 views in one day.
Wow.
So I want to bring him in and serve as an extension. That's the Bridges, part of the Bridges initiative to support other authors. So I'll be implementing something along that line. I'm in the works of creating a establishing a retreat for my team in 2026. That'll be in the fall. And then the first of 27, I'm going to host my very first. We're hosting a writer's retreat. And if all goes as planned, it'll be in the Virgin Islands. We have the facilitator and the workshop presenter already secured. We know the venue that we're shooting for. We keep it intimate. We try not to have more than about 20. That way people have time to build relationships, build bonds, ask questions, feel comfortable, that type of thing. So it's just more of the same. I'm just going to take it to the next level. I want to double the number of people that we assist with publishing their books in 2026, and we'll just grow from there. I'll have to grow my team as well if we go anything beyond that. But that's where we're going to start.
Absolutely. That's awesome.
Thank you.
So for someone that does want to get a book published and they want to reach out to you, how do they best connect with you?
They can go to the website. I would refer them to chosenpengroup.com. The reason I would say go to the website first is because, of course, my phone number is there. But then they'll be able to read a little bit about the history of the company, our Books and Bridges platform. They'll see that not only are we involved with publishing, but we even assist authors who choose to speak on creating their speaker platforms. If they're looking to build a brand for themselves because of collaborative partnerships, I've got branding coaches. I've got digital course coaches. I've got first impression coaches that help you with image and things of that nature that are my friends. And so because of the relationships that we established, we can help our authors take it to the next level. I'm also a collective of friends with podcasts. So even when they publish their books, they're going to be interviewed with us, but they're also going to be interviewed with some of the others that I have relationships with. So all of that's involved. So when they go to the website, Chosen Pen Group, they learn more about not only what we offer, but who we are and how to get in touch with us.
I love that.
Well, thank
you.
You
are reaching out beside you and lifting up. I am. Dozen I'm or all more about businesses community. Right with
I'm
you.
All about community, for real.
And that's incredible.
Thank you.
Because you're going to help literally every step of the way.
Right. And we all go up together. You know, I'm really big on relationships. I really do. I believe that relationships are one of the most valuable things that you can have, is great relationships. And when you build relationships, when people know you, like you, and trust you,
yes, ma'am.
You know, you're just, you know, the world is your oyster at that point, you
yes,
know?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
That is the Chamber's slogan and phrase, in fact, is relationships create commerce.
Exactly.
Those relationships are vital.
They are.
Because if they don't know you, trust you.
And like you.
You're not going to go anywhere.
That's true. That's very true.
That's what makes a lasting client, a lasting partner, referral. All of that hinges on that one thing.
It does. It really does. That. Yeah. Thank you.
So with you being relatively new to the chamber,
okay,
you may or may not have a huge answer to this, but is there something in particular that you have seen or gotten from the chamber so far, or something you're hoping to look forward to as a family member of the chamber?
Well, let me say this. I have been a stalker of the chamber even before moving here. I'll just say that. Because, you know, DeSoto County has been home for my parents since at least 86. So I was, you know, I remember when this was the bank, this building that,
yes,
the, you know. And then because of a mutual friend who's been a part of the chamber and very engaged, I followed the chamber. But one of the things I'll say from a personal standpoint is the vibe that I get from the staff. The first time I stepped foot in the door and meeting Sierra, meeting you, meeting Debbie and Chantel, I was like, this is where I'm supposed to be. I love the spirit these ladies bring. You know, it's like we're family already. I'm ready to bring y'all baked goodies. I only do that once a year, so don't ask all during the holidays. So I felt like I was home. I really did. It was a good feeling. So I don't know what the future has to hold, but I don't consider anything to be negative. I just see it getting, as people say, gooder and gooder. I know that's not proper English, but you get what I'm saying.
That's all right. Yeah. We're in Mississippi. We're in the South.
Yeah.
It's gooder and gooder.
Yeah.
Okay. That literally made me cry. Y'all got to
Krista,
give me
do
a
you
second.
Need tissue?
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you cry.
No.
But that's really how I feel. I feel like I'm ready to rock and roll, build relationships. And it's not really about what I get from the chamber, although that's important, is how can I serve? What can I do to be a part of the success of the chamber as well as the community in which I pay taxes now? Yeah.
Yeah. That is my heart. I love that people say that because above and beyond the business referrals you get, which the ROI is important.
Right.
We want to make sure that we're serving you well in the business aspect.
Exactly.
But I want to make a difference in your life personally.
Right.
And so I'm getting just a smidge emotional about it because that is my heart.
Yeah.
That's my passion. Right. I used to be an entrepreneur. Then before that, I used to work in retail and in customer service and in all of those things. Mm-hmm. And what you walk away with is huge positive things that you take with you, but also a lot of the negative things of if I ever have the chance, I want to do this different.
Yeah, exactly.
And so all of that has led me to where I am here.
I can believe it.
And I felt the same way when I walked in the door here and was like, this is home.
Yeah.
This is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And then just the people that I've met along the way, people like you that are just beautiful.
Thank you.
And it's impossible not to love and support everything.
Yeah.
It's impossible not to.
It is.
So
when I moved to North Carolina in 2013, I knew no one other than my husband. And when I mentioned earlier, I believe I'm to bloom where I'm planted. I honestly believe that you receive what you give. And so before, even as an entrepreneur, I began to promote who I was. My goal was to meet people and to see how I could participate in what they were doing, things of that nature. Fast forward, we lived there 12 years. And the joke to this day is that Anissa is the connector. If you're looking for someone, call her. And I was like, I don't know everybody. Well, yes, you do. No, I don't. Yes, you do. Ask her a question. I need a plumber. Hold on a minute. I got a name for you. Because of the relationships I built, you know, or either I know the plumber because I'm friends with his wife, you know, that kind of thing. And so that's where I want to be here. I want to know the people who offer the awesome service, who are fair, who are entrepreneurs, even small businesses, so that when a need arises, I can be a source or a resource to help them in that way.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what we do. Debbie, I say all the time, she is the great and powerful Oz. She knows everybody.
Yeah.
But she's been in the chamber world for more than 13 years.
Yeah.
She's been in the community forever.
Yeah.
She's not originally from here, but she's been here longer than she has it.
Right.
She knows everybody.
Right.
Because this is her passion.
Yeah.
And I'm gleaning that from her.
Yeah.
And so my social media people are telling me all the time, like, you're going, you're doing, you're always somewhere. Yeah. And I'm like, I live normal life just like everybody else.
Yes.
The difference is I use my online accounts to lift up that business.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Where you go once a week, nobody ever hears about it. The only difference is I say, this is a good business. I do business here. I can recommend them.
Right. Yeah, I love it. A strong chamber makes a strong community. It really does. And when you support local business, when we support our local business, we create strong community. So it works hand in hand. It really does.
Well, thank you so much for coming and visiting with me.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Yeah, and now I'm going to have to come be on your podcast too.
Yeah, most definitely. I am, because I have January, my goal is to, I have a segment. I try to do things in series. So my first few interviews in 2026 is going to be spotlighting the divas of the DeSoto County area. So there will be businesses or people who are influential in the community. So Denise Silas is my first interview. Oh. That's my girl.
That's my girl.
Yeah.
The dynamic, daring, one of a kind.
Denise Silas. Yeah. So she's going to be my first interview. And so those who are in business, really, they don't have to be entrepreneurs. They can be entrepreneurs, directors of nonprofits. They can have be advocating for causes, or maybe they facilitate fundraisers. I just want to introduce my community to the people in my new community.
I love it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, I look forward to all of those things coming in 2026.
I appreciate you.
And watching you keep on growing.
Well, thank you.
I love it. Guys, if you haven't done so, you need to check out Chosen Pen Group. And then before you leave this video, click that subscribe button down below so you don't miss a single episode of South Haven Business Beat. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources.